With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Anti-Semitism on the rise in the UK after two Jewish men were stabbed and injured in London in what police are calling an act of terrorism. Prime Minister Keir Starmer lamenting the latest attack as he spoke to lawmakers in the House of Commons.
It is deeply concerning to everyone in this House. There is now a police investigation, and I think we all need to do everything we can to support that investigation and be absolutely clear in our determination to deal with any of these offences, the like of which we've seen too much recently.
New Yorkers gathering outside the 9/11 Memorial and Museum on the expected arrival of King Charles and Queen Camilla today.
Security is tight here at Ground Zero, where the royal visit kicks off in New York City. King Charles and Queen Camilla will pay their respects at the 9/11 Memorial this afternoon and meet with first responders and victims' families. Later, King Charles will be in Harlem visiting a nonprofit community organization, and Camilla will be at the New York Public Library for a literature event, gifting a Roo doll from Winnie the Pooh to the library's collection. This evening, the two will be in Rockefeller Center at Christie's to attend a reception for the King's Trust.
That is Julie Walker. A federal appeals court ruling the administration cannot jail immigrants without the chance to seek bond.
Since last year, the Department of Homeland Security has been denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country, including those with no criminal history. In a unanimous ruling, a panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City cited serious constitutional questions related to that policy, saying it would otherwise be the broadest mass detention without bond mandate in American history. Since two other appellate courts have already upheld the policy, the case could be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting, and this is SRN News. The grandson of Billy Graham will be in Japan next week. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more details.
Will Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel for 2 days in Shikoku, May 4th and 5th. The Love and Hope celebration will mark Graham's first trip back to Japan since 2014 and is part of a multi-year effort to evangelize the country. Less than 2% of the Japanese population is Christian, and the spread of the gospel has always been stubbornly slow in a nation that is primarily Buddhist or Shintoist, with a penchant for ancestor worship. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government of Cuba is presiding over one of the worst economic collapses since the 1950s. With government aid running short, local churches are stepping up. Elderly residents in Havana are being fed 3 times a week at the Church of the Holy Spirit in the Old City. Cuban senior citizens say the church meals are a needed supplement to the meager rations that they can obtain for free from state-run stores. This is SRN News. Toxic runoff from the rare earth industry is raising alarm in the Chiang Rai region of northern Thailand.
The Mekong River, which flows through 6 countries, is the lifeblood for nearly 70 million people here in mainland Southeast Asia. I'm reporting from northern Thailand at the confluence of one of the Mekong River's tributaries, which has been exposed to heavy metal pollutants from mining operations upstream. Rising international demand for rare earth elements needed to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and electronics like your smartphone is driving a boom in mining in upstream Myanmar and Laos. Toxic runoff from these operations is posing an environmental risk to the Mekong, as well as jeopardizing the life, livelihoods, and cultures of many river-reliant communities here in northern Thailand.
And some big changes are in store for OPEC, as the United Arab Emirates today announcing it will leave the oil cartel. The Gulf government has long complained about the group's quotas, which officials believe unfairly limit its exports. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.